Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, man, Friday in Paradise. I said to Abe to start the show, you know, I like having my weekends. Don't get me wrong. I was down in Tallahassee last week, and this week I can't get anybody to go for a noon game. My God, noon games suck. But I know Georgia fans that are going to be going down to Auburn. I got a lot of Auburn neighbors where I live on the south side of town. It's going to be electric over there in Auburn. The downtown area is such a cool little vibe. And everybody on Toomer's Corner, then, of course, you know, and we'll see what happens. It's a scary game. We're going to talk more about it in just a sec. But yeah, without Falcons games, I mean, it really is almost like a 2-week vacation from Falcon football, you know, with having the bye week and then having them on a Monday night. So whether you're playing golf or you just, you know, enjoy the Sunday ticket or just red zone or like day-day, just do whatever your wife tells you to do. But either way, it has kind of been strange to not have Falcon football 2 weekends in a row.
I have my nephew's birthday party is on Sunday, and I'm like, boy, I guess y'all chose the right Sunday. Like, if the Falcons were playing, I don't think I'd be there. There's nothing for me there anyways. Like, they're not going to miss me.
It's a nephew, man, not a direct six-year-old brother or sister. Yeah, you're okay.
There's right. A bunch of kids doing whatever. They wouldn't miss me. I'd be watching it. But, yeah, without the Falcons game, I can miss witching hour and go hang out with whoever's there, I guess.
Hey, man, we were talking about this off the air. It's funny. We did the picks. And, guys, you know, for what it's worth, whatever you hear, I can't speak for Carl if he does always bet those games, but we like to have fun. Recreationally, bet responsibly. We'd love to have legalized gambling here on a phone app in my palm of my hand. It'd be fun. But the picks that you hear us do, I do bet them. I do a 3-team parlay. I do 150 to win anywhere. It depends on the odds of 650 to 725 with my guy, depending on the action he's taking that week. But I just sent my picks to another a guy with a very similar name by mistake who just sent me back. Goes, WTF. I go, oh, that's for another guy. Unless you want to give me the 3-team parlay. Because we do put our money where our mouth is.
What is this guy that you send him to? What does he do for a living?
Oh, he works in logistics. I mean, he has a real job. He's not like he's a bookie.
So this is not totally confusing.
No, I do. For what it's worth, my sports book guy is retired law enforcement. So he's found a nice way to sort of supplement his income in his later years.
And he knows the backgrounds and how to sidestep some of those things.
One could argue, and I'll leave it there.
The Falcons are pulling out all the stops Monday night. Yep. Like, we know about the red jerseys and the helmet situation. We heard a little while ago the roof is going to be open.
Whoa. What?
What?
The roof is going to be open?
Did I ruin that?
Give me some hallelujah, Oren. Find it. You and I were talking about this before the show. Yeah. I thought you were joshing me. The roof's going to be open.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was a real thing. That was actual news. And now the Falcons are saying Jeezy, halftime performance.
Nice.
They're pulling out all the stops. Look, it's Monday Night Football, right?
We right on.
I know we have another one theoretically against the Rams late in the season. It might get flexed out. We'll see where each team is down the road. But we don't get a lot of Monday Night action, certainly not at home. They're doing it right for this one.
Wow. No, if you've listened to the show, and we're going to get to talking the dogs here. Yes. Hallelujah. I mean, we've said this for a while, and I always got to tread lightly because at the Falcons camp, they're always listening, watching, judging. But I love our stadium. It just totally befuddles me why we don't have the roof open more often. And I know that the NFL says if you're going to open the roof, you got to keep it open. And if there's like a 1% chance of rain in like LaGrange, that means they can't. Okay, that's enough. I feel like I'm back at church. But no, it's to me, we've got this roof that we don't utilize it enough.
I remember when they announced it and just the window of temperature for when it can be opened and when it has to be closed. I was like, well, that how often is that going to fall? Like, we're talking about like 8 degrees or 12 degrees, whatever it was. The window between, it has to fall between this temperature and that temperature.
And I get it.
I was like, all right, whatever.
It's going to be a gazillion degrees. If it is early, you know, September, you know, again, Indian summers, we used to call it. The folks that are spending the big money to sit behind the visitor's bench are going to get cooked. So I guess maybe, I don't know if that has, that's a conspiracy theory from one of the guys I sit with. They don't want to put the rich people in the heat. I don't know. It's all corporate. I hate those seats because no one's ever in them, and it looks terrible on television. But, hey, it's all about corporate hospitality, and people want to sit. Why? I know. It's an old saw for me, so bear with me, Abe. Why you want to stand 4 deep behind the bench? Who can watch a game like that?
You got to be higher up.
You got to be able to see some. Best seats in the house, but it's not a design flaw. It's by nature. Just, you know, when you watch other stadiums, like when you saw us on Sunday Night Football in Minnesota, and you see 70,000 people, everybody in their seat, place freaking rocking. And maybe we get there at some point if we continue to win, and we stack a few seasons of consistent good football. But it just the aesthetics and how it looks sometimes on TV. When I get home and I watch it on a DVR, I'm like, ugh. Either way, happy the roof's going to be open. Should be electric against the Bills. What do you think about 15,000 Bills fans? What do you think? 10,000? Bills Mafia, nice trip for them.
I mean, look, they've always made some big noise. I wrote this in my notes for Andy and Randy. I don't remember what I actually wrote down. I don't think the Bills have been here to Atlanta since, I think it was 2017.
Right.
So there's reason for them to come, obviously.
We were up there in the snow about 4 or 5 years ago. I remember that.
But the last time it was here, I think it was 2017, we lost the game to Tyrod Taylor.
Hey, man, we'll talk more about, we certainly did. We'll talk more about the Falcons and get the Buffalo perspective with our pal Sal Capaccio later this hour. Right now, talking some dogs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are we talking about this with Connor Riley earlier in the week? We had Mike Griffith on yesterday before. We had some technical issues with the phones. And now we heard from Mark Schlabaugh. And everybody's worried about this sort of, call it patchwork, call it what it is. Kirby talked about it in his weekly meeting with the media. Georgia's ability to protect Gunnar Stockton, or is this where Gunnar's just going to, by design with Bobo, you roll him out, let him use the legs. If it's not there, let him pick up some yards with his feet. And that sounds overly simple. How scared are you if you're a dog fan about Auburn?
I think you should be. Definitely scared. And the thing for me in regards to Georgia is that I just don't think teams are really scared of them right now. And that's a concern. They used to go in wherever it was with the team already half beaten. That's not the case right now, and they're not good enough really anywhere. I'm not saying to win the game, but to where you just have ultimate confidence. There used to be they can't lose this game. There's too much of this or too much of that. That there's no angle here for me to say Georgia's too good at this. They're not going to be able to, whatever. Mm. But I will say, if you're worried about the offensive line, if you're worried about Gunnar Stockton, let him go forward, not backwards. And what I mean by that is let the offensive line focus on pushing, right, run blocking, not protecting. Get that run game going. Get Bowens going. Frazier, hold on to the ball. Get him going. Then find.
You even trust Frazier on the planes holding the football?
He's too good to not use, though, right?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
That would make me nervous. I think Bowens established himself as the alpha.
Are you going to keep handing the ball to Derrick Henry or not?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know, but
Frazier, I mean.
Talking about an all-time legend here.
The big moments, though. The big moments when he puts it on the carpet.
I'm not saying he's getting the majority of the carries.
Okay.
But you get the run game going. I think that takes pressure off of Gunnar Stockton, takes pressure off of the offensive line, and then maybe you can strike within the right time. I think this is a fascinating game for Georgia offensively. I want to see that identity because of the offensive line injuries,
right,
because of Bowens and how he's stepped up in recent weeks. Run the ball, run the raw, run the ball, and then on the other side, do what everyone, the entire country has sacked Jackson Arnold. I looked up, you've got a half sack on Jackson Arnold.
I do.
Everyone has sacked Jackson Arnold.
21
Georgia
sacks.
Has to get after him the way every other team has.
But again, when you look at Auburn, I should say, and like they did not embarrass themselves. The refs screwed them against Oklahoma. I mean, absolute screw job. I felt bad for Tiger fans in that one. Did not embarrass themselves in a tough place to play. The physicality. Heard Mark Schlabach talk about Mike Elko, and that's the trademark of his Aggie team. It's a 16-10 game. So now you're at home. They're going to honor Cam Newton under the lights. It's going to be electric. This is a scary proposition. I want to see Zach Branch get whatever you're doing with him. I need 15 touches for Zach Branch. You've got to get – he has got to be a focal point down the field, whether it's wide receiver screens. We've talked about the videos that are out there where Gunnar Stockton is missing receivers. Bobo has schemed guys open for touchdowns that Gunnar Stockton's not seeing.
I love what you said about Zachariah Branch, but the other thing for me is it can't be all within 10 yards, 5 yards of the line. Get it down the field to him. Obviously, you want to get him the ball, get him in space, get some blockers in front, and let him be electric. I understand that. It also has to be something that is pushed down the field where you help him gain those yards and then let him do the rest. It can't be just, here's the ball, go do all of the work.
Right. And I know that Georgia Orange just said in my ear, we were talking about this on Tuesday, lead the league in screen passes, because the percentage of throws that are screen passes, which is fine. It can work. But when it doesn't work, it becomes Georgia fans going, run the damn ball, Bobo. You know, and just let's try. Now, I usually, it's a love-hate with Bobo. I thought the Tennessee game plan was unbelievable. Didn't like anything about the Alabama game. Some of that was about the execution, the O-line, the play to cash. You know, that one just looked ugly from the start, despite what Kirby said about, you know, they've done it before. But Bobo is giving Gunnar Stockton the play calls, and he's putting guys in position that are open. He's got to hit it. He's got to hit it. Hey, also this weekend, Georgia Tech. By the way, Tech fans, if you're heading to Bobby Dodd, new look, buzz is on the side of the helmet. You see that? They got white lids with a gold buzz, not a GT.
Ooh,
so you're going to have the actual yellow jacket on the side of the noggin. We didn't mention this this week on the show. We had so much Falcon stuff, but they are going to Under Armour. That got announced. It'll be 2026, the summer of 26. I'm an Adidas man. I'm wearing Under Armour right now. But I thought Adidas was kind of a step in the right direction. No disrespect to Russell, to kind of get with the 21st century. But what do you make? I mean, that's just kind of where it's at these days. Get the deal.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't get too flustered whoever the provider is. I think stuff you can have nice stuff by all of these companies. Just win on the field, and
right.
I don't really think people care a ton about how the jerseys look. The jerseys being cool or not comes into play when your team stinks. Be like, oh, we're not good, but look at these sweet matte black helmets we're rocking.
Right.
Win games. And I think that is I'm not still overly confident in Georgia Tech. And what I mean by that is they're obviously better than Virginia Tech. There's no reason they should lose this game. But I also am not that far removed from a real scare against Wake Forest. The question I have in regards to Georgia Tech is, you're better than this team. Can you bury them early? Don't make it a fourth quarter game.
It's kind of a, again, not to cliche it, but I've said this to Carl a million times. is this is the kind of game that Chan Gailey would lose and occasionally Paul Johnson would lose.
Right.
A game you're not supposed to lose. I think Brent, the wake-up call, I think Brent Key can use that as a teaching moment with these guys, that you can't have a let-up. Virginia Tech, since they fired coach Brent Pree, who was just doing dead man walking.
Yeah.
Montgomery was with Tulsa. He's taken over. They won an FCS game. They did beat the Wolfpack, and again, they lost to Wake. It was kind of a strange game, to your point. So this is one where the reason why Tech is a big favorite, but Haynes King, just do some Haynes King stuff. I'd love to see some other guys get it. Love to see a game where Haynes King doesn't have to run as much and take as much punishment, but I don't think that's in the offing.
Yeah, to me, it's less about like someone else besides Haynes King. I'm more in the let's have it be Haynes King, but with his arm. And I think that's something that part of his game still needs to develop, to be as balanced as they need him to be, and also to just protect him, to keep him safe. And I'm not saying you don't run him. There are going to be big games down the road, Georgia obviously, but potentially an ACC title game, potentially college football playoffs. You're going to use his legs and use his legs a lot. In games like this, where you should be better, where there should be separation, don't rely on him and have to take hits. Let him beat you with his arm.
We talked about this with Mark Schlabaugh earlier. The Red River rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma, great defense. You know about what Venables is bringing.
Yeah.
And then you got this Indiana game against. You're an Indiana alum going up against.
I am.
What do you think, by the way? Okay, who's your boy? Against the Ducks. They say they can blitz. They can bring physicality, playmaking. I think Oregon still wins this game.
I think there's some blowout potential here.
Oh.
Yeah, not in Indiana's favor.
Okay.
Not in Indiana's favor. Oregon was such a wild card for me coming into the year. I didn't know what they would be offensively. I'd seen Dante Moore, but not since he was a freshman at UCLA, and he was terrible then. They had major injuries to playmakers, did Oregon, and I wasn't sure how they would hold up offensively. He's been pretty good, but so is Indiana. And Indiana has also gotten a couple of starting defensive backs back over the past 2 weeks, so they may be set to match up man for man there defensively. It's going to be interesting. If it were a home game, I'd feel pretty good, to be honest, about Indiana. Going to Autzen, dealing with what they've got there in Eugene, it's a tough ask. But if Indiana can win this game, Mike, they feel like they're as close to a lock as anybody in terms of getting into the playoffs. A
couple of Tech fans hitting us up saying Tech helped give Under Armour their start. It did start up there in Maryland, and it was Tom Connor, who was the equipment manager for Tech, was an early customer of Under Armour gear, so there's that connection. But for some guys, I mean, either you're a Nike or Adidas or Under Armour.
I'm a Puma guy. I don't think there's any college football teams repping Puma.
You know, the Doss brothers, he was the one that was more closely aligned with National.
Those are teams that play on CBS Sports Network.
You know the story, though. I mean, of the Puma and the Adidas family, the brothers, one was more aligned with the tenets of National Socialism, Abe, just saying.
I just like neon, man.
Audi went the other way.
Just leave it at that, all right?
Audi went the other way. Anyway, you look it up, and Hugo Boss made some uniforms for people, too. But that's ancient history. When we come back, you got to know this stuff, Oren. Some people don't know the facts on this. It's like I have a school in day today. Why you should not be a Yankee fan. 1955 versus 1947. You can look that up, too. I think history matters when it comes to sports. Just me. Hey, we'll come back. We're going to talk to Sal Capaccio of WGR 550 in the greater Western New York area. Talking Buffalo as Bills Mafia unfortunately going to descend on us. What are they thinking about the Falcons and Monday Night Football next on Dukes and Bell?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.